Maryland and Baltimore. Welcome to WJFK's Don and Mike Show.
Shall we begin?
Just doesn't feel like we're on TV.
No, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
No, I'm very, very shy.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Wheels are spinning in my mind.
Yep, I guess I'm just a take-charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes. Know what I mean?
What the stink are they doing in there?
We try desperately to educate and inform on this program.
Get to know Charlie.
Reach out of space.
Good Monday, day after school day. Good to have ourselves a fun day afternoon to everybody. You're listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Live on WJFK, FM 106.7 at 1300 AM. Rock on, baby. You only rock once.
You're on. That's on. Jesus.
Hi, it's WJFK's Surf. Join me this Sunday night, 7 to 10 p.m. for my progressive show. It's a special wedding edition because I'm getting married this weekend.
I can't believe it.
And we'll celebrate with Tom Waits, XTC, Steely Dan, New Dire Straits, and lots more.
Such a progressive show. It's so hip. You need a reservation just to listen.
It's Rock and Roll Radio Without Rules, Sunday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Staupe, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne. Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Staupe of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Staupe. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Staupe telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Staupe. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're both starving. When do we eat, huh?
You have worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir.
Is that so? Who made you pope in this dump, huh?
Bushwood? A dump? Well, I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Member? Are you kidding? You think I'd join his crummy snobatorium? But his whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
Buy? Bushwood?
Would you like me to tilt your chair back?
Shut up.
Elvis's heavy drug use was a well-kept secret when he did a worldwide televised concert, beamed from Hawaii in 1973. An estimated 1 billion people saw Elvis in rare form.
Elvis was really nervous about this whole thing. So he cleaned up. He went and laid out in the sun and got a good tan. He went on a diet, lost a whole lot of weight. He got, I won't say completely off the pills, but he was taking a whole bunch less than he normally did. And he was in great shape.
It didn't last long.
We were all scheduled the next morning to go see the Pearl Harbor Memorial. We went into the suite, and he was sitting out on the balcony with a towel wrapped around his neck. And as soon as we saw him, we knew that he had gone back, taken too many pills, and he couldn't get up. He was sweating profusely. He was slurring his words, and he was just too out of it. From then on, he just continued.
Downhill?
To take it, yeah.
Oh, how old is she? Don't want to be a tiger. Tigers play. How old are you, honey? How old? 13. What am I singing? What am I singing?
Fatty Fred Flintstone sings you music to twitch by. You like it?
Fatty Fred Flintstone?
It'll be stuff like this.
Rock Quarry with you, and we'll be right back to the Bedrock Top 4 Countdown. But first, this word from our sponsor.
Bedrock Top 4 Countdown.
Number 3.
Number 3. Number 3.
Drop in one slot from last week. It's Was Not Was with Walk the Dinosaur. Hey, hey, it's Rock Quarry with you. Now a letter from one of our listeners. And it says, me like radio much. Well, thanks, Yeti. Letters like this make it all worthwhile.
Bedrock Top 4 Countdown.
Going to number 2 this week. Let's get down, let's go to town, let's roll around on the ground to the sound of the Stereo MC. That was Human Beings, and I'm Rock Quarry, and this is the Bedrock Top 4 Countdown. So, here's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Number one
on the charts and in your hearts for 34 years, the BC-52's salute to the family down the street. It's time to meet the Flintstones.
You have found us. KLST on your radio dial. And welcome to the Chester Drawer Cooking Show. Today's menu, pancakes. Now mix it up and then pour it into the pan. Just like Mama used to make. Boy, sounds good, doesn't it? Take a listen. It's really cooking up now, boy. Okay, now when it starts to bubble on the top, just reach in and give them a flip. Now here's a word from our sponsor, Mrs. B B B B B Mrs. B B B Better Mrs. B B.
And now here is the star of The Price Is Right.
Me. It's not you, it's me. I'm just going through a really selfish period right now.
But that's perfect. I'm going through a doormat period right now.
Look, Fred, you had some laughs, I had some laughs, the sun came up. I'm just not ready to date yet.
Well, we don't have to call it dating. We could call it two people getting together and having sex in a poorly lit environment.
Goodbye, Fred.
It was worth a shot.
What the hell are you doing? Halfway through the date, I decided I didn't want it to get too serious.
Yeah, but you had sex with them.
Well, sex is about as far as I want to go right now.
Okay, so let me get this, okay? You really
like him, Mike, and
you had sex with him and everything, but no, you're just going to go ahead and one-night stand him?
Way to be.
Hey,
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
Spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray. And so if there's good a part of it, New York, New York.
That's stupid. You called that music?
Play, I don't have to listen to this stuff.
A city that never sleeps. Find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little ground blues are melting away. I'll name a brand new street of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, York, New York. In a city that never sleeps, to find I'm king of the hill, head of the neat, cream of the crop, the top of the heap. Everybody now, my little town blue, I'm melting away. Brand new start of it.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
Dynamite show. Dynamite show. Featuring Ring, Sharon, and Buzzstar.
What's all this? Here come those guys again. Giving me a big old S.E.D. grin. Our leader, Don Geronimo, is back on the air. With Michael Mirra's vocal talents extraordinaire. You gotta love the show, it's like a good stiff belt. Check Don and Mike, man, there's something else.
This is what is known in literature as the pregnant pause.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party, bonus.
You know, when I was a kid, born on the streets of New York, 25th Street and 1st Avenue. It was a sound that used to come from out west, they say. Well, out west to us was, well, if you really want to know, New Jersey was a foreign country. So out west was inconceivable. But there was a sound that wasn't. It was haunting and melodic and sad. And I've always loved it. They called it country and western music then. It has not only enveloped our country, but it's known now all over the world. They still call it country and western music, and I still call it totally, totally beautiful.
You know, Pamela, I don't want you to think that your mother and I don't understand how you feel about losing your father. It's easy to wallow in self-pity. The hard thing is to go on living.
We'll always have our memories. The Colonel's dead. Here we are still enjoying his chicken.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra.
Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good, right, Milton? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, that real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right, cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn
crispy
crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Cut it.
It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
It's interesting you chose this viewport. Wormhole is just out there.
It's a spectacular sight to see.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview. You had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, what do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus? Anyone? Yes, Desmond?
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for you here. Ormstown.
What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
I can make you all go away anytime I want to.
Spin those records. Here comes that Joe. It's right and so right. Radio 99. Niagara calls with music. Tops with you. The latest, the greatest, and time and temperature too. So here comes Niagara, and here we go.
Hello, this is Joe Niagara. For the next 5 hours, you'll hear hit records on WIBG. From now to 12 midnight, Niagara calls. I put down a wailing pound of sound.
In those records, let's go, Joe. Here goes Niagara for another show.
To fall into a negative trough saying I can't do this or that won't work. I've learned a trick that I use. If I do have a negative thought, I quickly say to myself, cancel that. I'm going to expect the best.
And Stephen's your cheap ass helping. Give Don and Mike their bonus today. 9 years of huge ratings and spooge titillatings have ripened to cheese that's ripe for today. The show is on top now, it cannot be stopped now. Larry King can drop trow and obey. Hey Stevens, you spooge wad, give up that huge wad to the big boys at JFK.
Hey again, Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Don Geronimo and Michael Bay.
She keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin. Beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime.
Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. Then again, incidentally, she was that way. Love you came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat, she's as elegant, playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
class. That's absolutely right.
She's
got
to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Don and Mike on WJFK Washington. Baltimore.
I remember WJFK's Don and Mike show.
I'm calling from Wichita, and I was wondering, what time do y'all tape in D.C.?
What time do we tape?
What time do we
tape this morning, didn't we?
Yes, we tape the show at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 a.m. every single day, Monday through Friday.
Lady, you're on right now.
You see.
We don't tape. The show is live.
Don't you understand?
You're
that's
live.
That's why you're listening right now and calling during the phone scan right now.
Duh.
Well, so you're talking to some guy already on the phone while
Ma'am,
I'm calling.
No.
You.
Turn the radio on now. You're going to hear yourself.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, we'll prove it.
Turn it on.
All right, let me see. Then you're going to say, turn down your radio.
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to say, duh.
Turn up your radio.
I doubt it. Uh-oh.
Turn down your radio.
The Don and Mike Show. You need it. Afternoons on WJFK.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever patter. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
WJFK.
Oh, yeah. It's the bop music bed. Hello, everybody. Happy Memorial Day, and welcome to the Best of Don and Mike pre-show. Hi, I'm the producer, Diana, along with Rob A., and we're here today to remind you to, remember the reason for the season on this Memorial Day. And I've also been told that I'm censored for time in order for us to meet the network at the top of the hour, so let's not waste any time and get right to our first bit here on the Best of Don and Mike pre-show. It's a bit all about Q scores and the Book of Lists. Right here for you on the Best of Don and Mike.
The people at, I don't know what publishing company is, Little Brown, we got on some mailing list where we're getting a bunch of books now early.
All right.
Because we've told them that we're a real radio show that sometimes does book reviews.
Hey.
So now we got on all these lists. We're getting tons of free books. And here's one that came across the desk this week that was kind of interesting. The People's Almanac Book of Lists, 1994 edition.
All right.
This is a book full of all kinds of stupid lists of stuff that I bet you'd never even thought about. Like, for instance, the 15 most well-known women who have had abortions.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not sure how they rate this. It says all the women listed have gone public with their stories.
Okay.
Number 10 is Whoopi Goldberg. Number 9 is Ava Gardner. Number 8 is Linda Ellerbe. Number 7 is Barbara Corday. She's a TV executive.
Uh-huh.
Then Joan Collins, Jill Clayburgh, Polly Bergen, Judy Belushi, Bess Armstrong, and the number one woman who's had an abortion, Ann Archer. Oh.
You know, they might have gone public, but I don't know whether it made that big a splash, because you don't hear about that often.
Here now are the... you know what a Q score is? A Q score is this thing that they do on people in television and the movies, where they ask people if you like certain performers.
Yep.
And they rank them. Is this right, Buzz? How do they do the Q ranking? Do you know?
I think this is the one where they actually hook up an audience to probes to measure their galvanic skin response.
To probes?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. To actual electronic probes.
You don't mean like probes?
Well, that's what they're called. They're
like
really
a little wristband, right?
They're really just sort of taped to your skin, yeah.
Okay, so what they do, so it gives a true response.
Right.
Like if your pulse rate would go up, I guess you like the person.
Right,
or?
And skin temperature and moisture and that kind of thing.
I always thought a Q rating was someone, their basic knowledge of the, or how well they are known. I thought
the Q score is determined by taking the number of people who said the celebrity was one of their favorites,
mm-hmm,
and dividing it into the familiarity percentage.
Okay.
Percentage of people who recognize the celebrity.
Yep.
So, here we go. Here's the top 10, or the top 15 Q scores for the year 1993.
Oh, this is great.
Number 15, Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Like, of all the people?
I'm seeing big names like Steven Spielberg on this list.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's right. Number 15 is Will Smith. Number 14, Jahlil White. You know who he is?
Urkel?
Urkel from Family Matters, number 14.
Wow.
Number 13, I've never heard of this guy, James Kibberd, K-I-B-E-R-D. No. Anybody know who he is?
No. I thought the Q score was supposed to be how well-known you are.
I think it's how well-liked you are.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I think that's what it is, too.
Then after him, you've got Estelle Getty.
Jeez.
Number 10, Tim Allen. Number 9, Damon Wayans. Number 8, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Billy Crystal. Tied at number 7, Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now, this is kind of an interesting development. Who do you think's tied at number 5?
Steve Martin and Robin Williams.
Yes.
Wow.
They are tied at number 5. The argument goes on.
Isn't that amazing?
They both have a Q score of 45, and they each have a familiarity rating of 80.
Wow.
They have the exact same score.
It's incredible.
Number 4, Steven Spielberg. Number 3, Clint Eastwood. Number 2, James Stewart. And number 1 still is Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I hate Bill Cosby. Here are the bottom celebrity scores.
All right.
These are celebrities who scored the worst.
Ted Markland.
No, he didn't make it.
Oh, all right.
Drew Barrymore. John Sununu.
Mm-hmm.
Linda McCartney. Robin Givens. Rebecca Chase. Kathleen Quinlan. Mike Adamley. And the number one celebrity with the worst Q score?
Yeah.
Roger Ebert.
Really?
Wow.
Roger Ebert.
So it's obviously based on some sort of emotional response that people are giving.
Hold on. Let's go to our brand new market that we're on. Actually, we've been on in Rochester, but we're now on live, so we're getting calls from Rochester. Here's a guy who can explain the Q list to us. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for calling. What is a Q list?
A Q list, what they do is this. They give a person a huge list of different celebrities. What they'll do is they'll divide that list into, say, two groups, a group that they like and they don't like. Then they'll take each of those groups and just continually subdivide those groups until they have this really long list of people that they like and people they don't like, in order.
Huh? If they were dividing it and subdividing it, it would be a smaller list.
No, well, say they started with 100 names.
Right, and then they bring it down
to... They divide that into two groups of 50.
Right.
A group they like and they don't like. Then they take the group of 50, divide that into two groups of 25. And the last group of 50, divide into two groups of 25.
Huh?
And then they take those groups and keep dividing them down so they end up with the top five and the next five. And
I thought it was more like if Steve Martin and Robin Williams are tied, they have an 80% familiarity rating. Of the 80% of people that know them, 45% of those people like them. I thought that's what it was. Like,
I just thought it was who people liked. And Mike thought it was who people recognize.
Yeah, the name recognition and likability.
All right, well thanks for the call.
Hope I helped.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, I guess you didn't really help.
All right.
We're still trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to another category now anyway, so who cares? Here's the next category. How about the top 10 highest-rated television episodes of all time?
Oh, cool.
Number 10, an episode of The Cosby Show in which Theo gets a lesson from Cliff in negotiating when they go to replace the family station wagon.
All right.
The number 9 TV episode of all time was Bonanza, where Hoss is working as an acting deputy. Number 8 of all time was Wagon Train, some episode of Wagon Train. Number 7 is an episode of Gunsmoke. These are the highest rated episodes of all time.
Surprising.
Number 6 is the Beverly Hillbillies. The Clampets decide to have their dinner prepared for them. They call the Beverly Caterers, mistakenly believing that Beverly is a friendly widow who will happily prepare the victuals that they want.
Jed!
That's number 6. Number 5, here's the 5th rated television show of all time. To put this in perspective, The Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. You know, I say that every time. It's Ed Sullivan.
It works. Ed Sullivan. That's okay because that's what, you know, my dad used to call the Ed Sullivan Show.
I feel like a Jack Galooly when I say that. On the Ed Sullivan Show.
The Ed Sullivan Show.
The Beatles. Number 4, a highest rated TV episode of all time, Cheers, but not the last episode, the one where Diane returned to Cheers but did not marry Sam.
Ick.
Number 3, The Fugitive, the last episode of The Fugitive when he finally got the guy.
David Jansen.
Number 2, Who Shot JR?
Yeah, huge episode.
And the number 1, the highest rated TV episode of all time was the last episode of MASH.
Yep, that's what I thought.
All right, let's move on to another one. How about... Oh, here you go. 20 airlines ranked by number of passenger complaints.
Cool.
Which airline do you think had the most complaints?
You want me to guess?
Well, no, because they might be advertisers. I'll just give you the top 10, or I guess in this case the bottom 10.
Most complaints.
U.S. Air, Northwest, Continental, Mark Air, American, United, and now we're into the top 5, or in this case, the bottom 5. They got the most complaints.
All right.
American Trans Air, Hawaiian Air, America West, Tower Air, and TWA. TWA is number 1.
That surprises me.
We just flew TWA.
I can't believe that they would get the most complaints.
Really suck.
What a surprise.
Here's the top celebrities who were cheerleaders. Celebrities who were cheerleaders.
All right.
Hey, all the stewardesses, though, were outstanding on the TWA flight.
Oh, absolutely.
Like stinking prison matrons walking up and down the aisle. What? You want a Diet Coke? Get it yourself. My name's Marge Ballbreaker.
And the planes are just as new as they came off the assembly line.
These things look like something that Lindbergh was flying on. Okay, here are the top celebrities who used to be cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Number 10. Steve Martin.
That's right.
Martin. Oh, my God. Steve Martin.
He was a male cheerleader?
Yes, he was.
Wow, you learn something every day.
At the Garden Grove High School in Garden Grove, California.
I'll have to file that one.
Madonna. Susan Lucci. Jerry Lewis.
Oh, wow.
Dinah Shore. Patty Hearst. Edie Gourmet. Sally Field. And Margaret, and the number one most famous celebrity who was a cheerleader, at least according to this list, is Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul.
Let me find one more before we go. There was something about cities in here that I thought you'd find very interesting, about the best cities to live in and the worst cities to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, bear with me. Here we go. The best places to live in the United States.
Okay.
This is from Money Magazine. I'll give you the top 10 best places to live from number 10 to number 1. Kenosha, Wisconsin, Fargo, North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Duluth, Minnesota, Honolulu, New Orleans, Minneapolis, Seattle, Boston, Los Angeles, number 2, and number 1 is San Francisco.
Best places to live.
Here's the 10 worst places to live in America.
Oh, here we go.
Number 10. Still number one in my heart, Flint, Michigan.
Good old Flint, Roger and me.
Roger and me, the woman skinning the rabbits.
That's a great town.
Number 9 is Mansfield, Ohio. Number 7, New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Oh, dear.
I believe the show can be heard in New Bedford.
I think so.
Number 7, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's where Kellogg's is. Number 6 is Muskegon, Michigan. Number 4 is Fall River, Massachusetts.
Oh, 2 in Massachusetts.
And another city I believe you can hear the show in. Number 3, Benton Harbor, Michigan. Or number 4, I'm sorry. Number 3 is Jackson, Michigan.
A lot of Michigan.
Number 2, Rockford, Illinois.
Wow.
And the number 1 worst place to live in America, Waterbury, Connecticut.
Waterbury?
Yep.
Man, I don't understand that.
Let me see. The most dangerous places and the most safe cities in America.
Okay.
Here's the town with the highest murder rate in America. East St. Louis, Illinois. Buzz, I know you remember this. As you're on the expressway going from Chicago to Indiana.
Right.
You go through East St. Louis, and then you go through Gary, Indiana, which is really just like
You're
the devil's waiting room.
East St. Louis is in
By St. Louis.
Southern Illinois, right? Yeah, by St. Louis, Missouri. But I can vouch for that.
Anyway, Gary, Indiana is number 2.
Yeah.
So it's very close behind.
Right.
And incidentally, in Gary, Indiana, one person out of every 922 is murdered.
Jeez.
And in East St. Louis, one person out of every 617 is murdered.
Boy, I tell you, I can't wait to get their travel brochure.
Number 3, the most dangerous city is Compton, California. Number 4, Washington, D.C.
Yay! Our hometown.
Hold on. I just lost my place in the book.
It's just so nice to be on a list, I think, isn't it? That's the way you have to approach things. Nice. In fourth place, we're just not trying hard enough.
Absolutely. All right. Number 4 is Washington. Number 5 is Benton Harbor, Michigan. Here are the safest places. The largest city in America without a murder last year was Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow.
No murders. Number 2 is Appleton, Wisconsin. Also, no murders reported. And number 1 was Claytown, New York.
Claytown. Anybody know where Claytown is?
Not a clue.
Here's a surprising one. Oh, man. This is certainly nothing to make fun of. The highest rape rate of major American cities, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That also was listed as one of the nicest places to live.
Right. So go figure. Figure it out yourself. Let me see if I got one more here that we can end on. The most admired people in history, people that were cheerleaders, the highest rated TV shows, the worst song titles of all time, celebrities who have seen UFOs.
Oh, really?
Number 10.
10, they list them. That's what I love.
William Shatner.
No surprise there.
Number 9, Debbie Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Mel Torme. Number 7, Orson Bean. Number 6, Dick Gregory. Number 5, the great one, Jackie Gleason.
Away we go.
Number 4, Glenn Ford. Number three, Raquel Welch.
All right.
Number two, Jimmy Carter. And the number one celebrity who has claimed to see a UFO.
Number one?
Muhammad Ali.
Look up in the sky. It's Decon Roast Spray up there. This is a UFO.
Muhammad Ali claims to have seen several UFOs on seven different locations. Yeah. He says the UFOs look like a huge electric light bulb. Been hit too many times in the head?
There's a big light bulb. It's coming right across the sky. And if you look real hard, you see little green men inside the light bulb.
Well, here's one. From Strange Magazine, the 10 strangest events of all time.
All right.
Let me see. Number 10. What's number 10? Hard to believe award. Imelda Marcos claims that her late husband's spirit caused Hurricane Andrew. Number 9. Werewolves in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Rain Man. Judge Samuel King, unhappy at the absence of jurors due to heavy rains, decreed, I hereby order that it cease raining by this Tuesday. California then suffered 5 years of drought. This was in 1896.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see that. In February 1991, same guy, who I guess was like 80 or 90 years old, rescinded his order and instead ordered that rain shall fall in California until 1991, until February 27th, 1991. Later that day, California was deluged with 4 inches of rain,
wow,
the heaviest rain in a decade.
So it works.
So there was some guy, here's his picture. In 1896, he said no more rain, and then in 1991, he said more rain, and in both cases, it worked out for him.
Gives new meaning to our judicial system. I think we ought to, you know, put that into effect.
Then you have a legally haunted house, saved by a stingray, snake shoots man. Well, that's a good one. Pulling the trigger with its tail. A snake fatally shot an Iranian hunter in the head. On April 23rd, 1992, as the hunter pressed the shotgun's butt behind the snake's head in an attempt to capture it.
Freeze, I'm going to put you in a bag.
The number four weirdest story, Chess with the Dead. In 1989, chess star Viktor Koroncsi played a chess match with Hungarian master Géza Maroszky, who died in 1951.
Wow.
Neat.
Giant Greek fog man.
Fog man.
Let me see. Jesus in Japan. Someone spotted Jesus in Japan in 1992.
Rook over there!
And the number one strange event, woman gives birth to fish.
Oh yeah, read that one.
Mrs. Felina de la Cruz, age 45, a laundry woman from the Philippines, gave birth to an 18-centimeter mudfish on October 13th, 1992.
Yeah.
She called it Angelique and tried to bottle feed it before skeptical journalists. Her husband said he heard the fish say, ick, ick, shortly after his wife delivered it, but admitted that there were no outside witnesses.
Unbelievable.
They planned to give a Catholic baptism. Alas, Angelique died the following week.
Oh, no.
Yep. There you go. There's some strange stories. There's celebrities that people like. There's some unsafe places to live.
Yep.
You know, we could spend a whole show on this thing. Let me just put this away. Oh, one more. Just one more.
Good.
The top dog names. Okay?
Oh, this should be interesting.
Good. Everybody's got a dog. Here are the top 10 dog names. Number 10, Bear. Number 9, Muffin.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger. Sheba. Heidi. Sam, Rocky, Max, Lady, and the number one dog name, you're going to be surprised.
Linda McCartney.
Blue?
You both stole my jokes.
Oh,
no, sorry. Brandy.
Brandy?
That's my dog's name, Brandy.
You got the number one dog.
Blue. You guys, you coos.
My dog, Blue.
How about the top cat names?
All right.
Number 10 is Princess. Number 9, Spike. Then Tigger, Molly, Boots, Boo Boo, Tiger, Shadow, Smokey, and the number one cat name, anybody?
Tonya Harding?
Kitty.
Oh.
Kitty is number one. Kitty is number one. The lifespan of animals? Let me see. A human being, the maximum recorded lifespan is 120 years. Longest a whale has lived is 87 years. The longest that a queen ant lives is 13 years. And how about this? The average, I found the one to end on, incidentally.
Okay.
The average erect penis length for 10 species.
Well, this is, boy, you did find the right list.
A mosquito's penis is 1/100th of an inch long when it's erect.
That's right, and it knows how to use it.
I got a new name for Rob A., Mosquito Man.
You've got the best of Don and Mike.